Dream Peddlers by Flavia Cosma. Once upon a time, in long lost times, two dream peddlers got stranded on the rocky shores of a blue sea. These two were older people, a ragged old man, his white beard and his unkempt locks tossing in the wind, and an aged woman, her big eyes bright and deeply set. So it seemed that the whole world had been mirroring itself into them ever since it began. No one knew where they'd come from which distant corner of the world. But it was clear that they must have originated in the two most opposite corners of the earth. Because if the little old woman came from the east, then it was absolutely sure that the old man came from the west. Or maybe it was the other way around, though this still remains to be debated. And as they were sitting on two big boulders on the shore, and as local people curious about these two apparitions had gathered around to listen, each of them started emptying their bags full of dreams. But for each dream they had brought forth, the locals had to put a copper coin in the man's hat, which rested on the sand between the two, because as I said beforehand, these two were dream peddlers, and from the very beginning, everyone agreed to pay in order to listen to them spinning yarns.
"Aye,"
started the old man. And as he spoke, he became taller and taller and even younger.
"I can make any woman happy."
"Ah," sighed all the women, adorned with headkerchiefs and crimple skirts coloured in many colours.
"Because I..." continued the old man. "I understand everyone's care in the world. I know what to promise each woman, so that they would instantly feel loved, respected, and happy."
"I," said the old woman in her turn, "I left behind in the country where I come from a vast forest teeming with wild stags and playful does, magnificent lions and tigers, bears and foxes, wolves and rabbits, badgers, partridges, pheasants, and even turtles as big as a carriage wheel. You should know that each of these beasts loves me dearly and can hardly wait for me to return home, so they can present themselves before me and render me their homage."
"Ah," sighed the men, pumping out their chests and beginning to dream of great hunting games and of rich prey with silky furs.
"I," the handsome old man continued, "I have where I come from a room equipped with four engines with which I can thread dreams. As soon as I sit in front of one of these devices and press a magic button, the machine will start telling me stories about the wonderful places where I have wandered in the past, about stately castles that I visited, and about kings and emperors who bestowed their friendship upon me and invited me as a guest of honor to their great festivities."
And just to convince the people that he was telling the truth, the old man stooped to the ground and gathered from the shore a fistful of round stones, beautifully chiseled by the waves. In his large hands, with their long fingers, those little stones changed at once into minuscule, multicoloured booklets. The women, seeing these, rushed up to grab them, hid them in their bosoms, and took them hurriedly home. Then, as soon as night had fallen and everyone was asleep, each woman would take her magic booklet from under her pillow and start leafing through it in secret. As they did, a divine music filled their ears, and as they closed their eyes, they instantly changed back into the joyful and beautiful girls they had once been long ago. At this point, the old man appeared before each of them as if by magic, transformed into a Prince Charming, riding one of his dream-spinning engines and taking each of them by the hand, would walk with her through a mysterious town, known only to himself,
with large and imposing silent houses, with lawns full of fragrant flowers, with white marble fountains from where water was dancing and singing under the sun's rays, and with large parks in which 1,000 palm trees reigned stately.
Choose for yourself a house that you would like to live in from now on,
whispered the old wizard,
and I will give it to you as a present. Tell me where you'd like to nestle on hot summer days. Name your favorite silks, and all these wonders will be yours.
It was a beautiful, touching dream. Far from everyday worries and the household's needs. Far from sickness and the tiring work of daily routine. The women awoke each morning enwrapped in an unknown joyfulness, and the stars of the previous night would be mirrored for a while in their eyes. They were much more beautiful now. Even their respective husbands took notice of this, and seeing their wives happy and content, they started competing with each other to make their spouses even happier. Joyfully, the women would start humming the songs from their youth, songs that with the passing of years, they'd almost forgotten. The days went by easier, and work didn't seem so tiring anymore. But during this time, the old woman was spinning her flock of dreams too, by the seashore.
Tell me,
she would taunt the fishermen gathered around her.
Wouldn't you like your nets to catch shells containing the most precious pearls, or some bigger oyster gems, or other great treasures that sank long ago to the bottom of this sea?
Of course we would,
the men answered, and closing their eyes let themselves be guided by the old woman. But wonder of wonders, the old woman walking hand in hand with these young men became her old self again, suave and young, swaying like a green reed in the breeze. In her palms she gathered round pebbles from the shore, and laughing, she threw them far off it onto the scintillating surface of the sea. Then the fishermen would rush to collect the stones in their nets, and taking them home they would watch them now and then in secret at night, in the candle's light. And a miracle occurred. The stones would transform themselves into precious gems, and the men would fall asleep dreaming of being rich, donning expensive mantles, being surrounded by countless servants, and pampered by dancers with undulating bodies and sparkling eyes. So day by day, as soon as they would finish their assigned tasks, the women, the men, and even the children of that region crowded around the two old wizards at the seashore, avidly listening for hours on end to those countless dream tales.
And please don't forget, my dear friends, the old wise man advised them from time to time, that the only condition for your dreams to become reality is that you have to truly believe in them.
But as they appeared on their shores, one fine day, the old man and the old woman disappeared without a trace. Some say that one night during a terrible storm, a giant wave came upon them, and taking them away, drowned them. Others were of the opinion that the wizards left on their own, one after another, taken by some giant birds with large steel wings and ember eyes. Yet other locals say that, in fact, the wizards never really existed, except in the imagination of the local people, bored stiff by their uneventful lives. Although most of them liked to think that the two wizards had found in their bags a dream that would fit both of them. So they held hands and wandered together to a fairy tale country, where they still live happily to this day, and where they whisper to each other those fantastic dreams, one more fanciful than the next.
The people of that region continued to dream and be happy and content with their lot in life, even after the old wizards had disappeared, because now they were able to build their own dreams and thus smooth their foreheads so burdened by life's cares. During full moon nights, the girls would braid fancy wreaths from lilies of the valley to adorn themselves, the same way the old wizard did. And the boys started building rapid engines with which they started cruising the roads of the island at high speed, imitating the old dream peddler, who, riding on his miraculous engine, had already entered the realm of legend. But it happened that one time, a morose king took the helm of that country. A king who was never satisfied with anyone or anything, and who couldn't understand why his subjects were so happy. Extremely curious, he gave an order to his servants to inquire through the crowds about this matter, and to come with an answer right away. The servants brought back news that in the region there were some enchanted stones that made people dream the most beautiful dreams and allow them to be full of goodwill and joyful always. The king, who had never ever dreamt one single time in his entire life and didn't have a clue about happiness, ordered that all these stones be gathered and be thrown back into the sea. Afraid of the king's wrath, many obeyed and gave up their stones or threw them into the water. But many more didn't listen to the royal command and carefully hid the magic stones, which, truth told, weren't different in any way, shape or form from the ordinary pebbles of the shore. They bestowed the stones as a precious inheritance to their children, heirs, for the joy and happiness of their descendants. Together with the fantastic tale of the two dream peddlers, this tale would be passed on from father to son and be told at length by grandmothers to their grandkids. During the long winter nights, when they sat by the fireplace and spun their flocks of dreams until the little children, tired by the day's fun and games, fell asleep with smiles on their faces. Dream Peddlers was performed by Avril Brady.